We're talking today with Jim Meadows from Don Serapio's Mexican Restaurant in El Reno, the latest legendary restaurant of Oklahoma. Jim, can you tell us a little bit about your restaurant, some of the history behind Don Serapio's?
Well, as of April 1st, it was our 31st anniversary. We've been serving in El Reno for about 14 years, and we were in Oklahoma City for 17 years.
That's a long time for a restaurant in this market.
Well, we work hard at it every day and try to give people the best quality and consistency and service that we can. And we think that's probably what brings most of them back, is people that haven't eaten with us for a long time and come back, it's always the way they remember it, and they can't find it anywhere else.
That sounds like that would be pretty hard to do over the years, is to keep that consistency high.
Well, usually me or my wife are always here, so that has a lot to do with it. We're always here taking care of it and watching it.
So it truly is a family restaurant then?
Yes.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit about what your customers would find when they come to Don Serapio's? What's the atmosphere like? What will they find?
Well, it's a family, casual dine-in, real comfortable and good atmosphere. People are always feel welcome when they come, and they can sense a lot of love and taking care of them and servicing them.
Is there any particular specialties that they'll find at Don Serapio's they won't find anyplace else?
Well, usually everybody always orders or tries to remember to get the chili burro, because nobody else has a burrito like that. We've been making that since way back in the 70s. And nobody else seems to be able to make it the way we do, so that's why they always come back for it.
Describe it to me. Tell me what it's like.
We take an 8-inch tortilla and fill it with rice, beans, and taco meat, and roll it up and put chili and cheese and onions on it.
That sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty filling as well.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about El Reno and having a restaurant in El Reno. Is a lot of traffic through there?
Well, we're not too far from I-40, so we do get a lot of travelers, and we do have a lot of repeat travelers that have come over the years. They snowbird people that go from Minnesota or Michigan to Arizona for the winter and back and forth, so we usually get them twice a year, and they always look for us on the way back and forth. People that have traveled across the U.S. On vacations always try to remember to stop, or they'll call long distance and see what days we're open during the holidays, so they can always make appointment to come in and see us on their way through.
So the word about Don Serapio's is nationwide.
Yes, we have people from all over.
So a good reputation then.
We think so.
Well, that's why we think you're a legendary restaurant of Oklahoma. We're glad you're participating in this. And for those who are listening to our discussion today, you can find half-price gift certificates to Don Serapio's on our website at legendaryoklahoma.com. Anything else about Don Serapio's that you think people really ought to know to give you guys a good good chance?
Well, we've always made our own homemade tamales with real corn shucks, and we make our chili rellenos with Anaheim peppers, and we make those from scratch as well. We buy the Anaheim pepper and peel it and stuff it and deep fry it to order. And so those are two things that would really take a lot of time in making, and make it well and make it good. We probably do, 60 dozen tamales or more every other week.
Now you're talking my tune. I love tamales.
We have some customers that travel across the United States, and they go to a tamale festival in Southern California every year, and they always come by and pick up about 5 to 10 dozen tamales and take them out there for this festival.
Wow.
Because they like our tamales.
Wow, that sounds pretty good. Is that something that's not done as much anymore? It sounds like you guys do a lot of preparation by hand.
Yeah, there's probably very few that do it, you know, the right way, the tedious way, and probably a lot of places, you know, either buy them already made or pre-done or pre-cooked, whatever. But we do everything the hard way. We fry our chips every day, and we have a tortilla factory that we get our tortillas from, corn and flour. My wife's son has a tortilla factory in the city, so he sells to about every restaurant in town and in the state, and ships a lot of stuff out of state. So everything's made local. We buy our beef and chicken and cut it and marinate it and cook it for our fajitas, so we take a lot of time and preparation.
There's also a local angle to what you do that I'm hearing that's really important with a lot of people these days.
I'm sorry?
There's a local angle to what you guys do. You try and find your food locally. You have your son. That,
right.
That,
yeah, we try to do what we can close by and try not to buy anything that's pre-made. We try to make everything here.
Well, that's pretty unusual. I'm a big Mexican food fan. I love Mexican food. And what I don't like when I go to a Mexican restaurant is stuff that tastes like it came out of a can.
Exactly. Yeah, we're the first ones that started serving cheese sauce and flour tortillas at the table, and kind of everybody else has to make suit of it. So we're the ones that started all that.
Wow. When did you start that? Can you remember?
Back in 81 when we first opened.
Okay.
Yeah, we were the first one to. Usually everybody always served chips and salsa, but we added a little extra to it.
Uh-huh.
Put the cheese sauce out, and most people serve corn tortillas only, and we did corn and flour both. So we just wanted to take the edge and do something a little bit different.
Not only are you legendary, you're trendsetters.
We tried to be.
Well, very good. Well, I appreciate you talking with me today.
Well, thank you.
Jimmy, I really do, and I really hope people will go to legendaryoklahoma.com and give you guys a try. I think they'll be pleasantly surprised.
Well, we'll be glad to have them and joyfully take care of them, and hope to see some old customers and help them remember what it was like when they used to eat with us before.